This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time now for you to expand your mind, your hidden power, your prowess. How do you deal with things? We spend an hour every week delving into all of these sorts of things, astrology, your personal transformation through a psychic. Uri Geller will join us. Now we begin this I call it an experiment in broadcasting, because it really kind of is getting people attracted to understand what goes on, things that they don't really understand. Joining us now is Mark Gober, who's an author, a partner at Sherpa Technology Group in Silicon Valley. He's also a former investment banker, a former captain of the Princeton tennis team. He was a magna cum laude graduate there as well. He has a different worldview, like most of us who pay attention to these things. It usually happens when there is something that impacts our life personally. So, Mr. Gober, I guess I'd start there. When did your attitude, your, referencing worldview, when did that change and why?
For me, it shifted around 2 years ago, actually. So most of my life was spent in a very kind of conventional materialistic worldview. And by materialistic, I mean the notion that the universe is fundamentally made of physical stuff called matter. And the reason that I am conscious is because of things that are happening in my material brain, which is a very conventional scientific view. It was about 2 years ago that I became exposed to information that challenged that conventional view, and it was initially through podcasts. I was just casually listening to podcasts, and I heard a woman talk about psychic abilities and that she was able to communicate with entities that were not physical and work with energies and things that I had never heard about in any serious way before. And in a long story short, it led me to listen to more podcasts of other people who had similar experiences. And then I started to look at scientific research. So for about a year, I spent most of my time when I wasn't working, looking at the scientific evidence for these types of abilities. And it led me to realize that there was a lot going on in reality that I had not been exposed to before my research.
That happens to be the case with most people, I think, if I can call you Mark. I think that's what happened to me. My history in trying to figure things out goes back to maybe 35, 40 years or so ago. And it was brought about by a sort of crisis, a personal crisis. That's usually what gets us to move. It doesn't sound like that was the reason for you going down the road that you did, and then writing eventually this book, An End to Upside Down Thinking, which is a fabulous title for a book. An End to Upside Down Thinking. People, if I may, let me just interject something here that I've been working on a lot recently. The connection that we have in this life, whether it's to stars or things that are out there, again, referencing that which we cannot see, touch, taste, hear, smell, those things are there. And it just becomes so obvious if you think about them. A lot of people, though, their worldview doesn't allow them to be comfortable when they think, and I don't even know that it's out of the box anymore. I've done a lot of research into ancestral thinking, even my mother and father, and how they, all of us, are influenced, good, bad, whatever it is, we're influenced by them, and it makes us, you know, it sometimes makes us crazy. But it's understanding that stuff in the real world that helps us, I think, better deal in the real world. You agree?
Yeah, I completely agree. And prior to my research, I think I probably had just big existential questions that caused probably just dis-ease in my way of life without my realizing it always. And I say that in the sense that if you buy into the conventional perspective, which is that we are conscious solely because of our brains, then when our brain stops functioning or when our body dies, then our consciousness and our memories and our feelings must therefore be gone upon physical death. So this has all kinds of implications for whether or not life has any meaning while one is living. Is life just, is coming up with meaning just a rationalization? Does anything matter at all? And I kind of concluded that things don't, nothing actually mattered because once one dies, it's over. So now that I have a different perspective of reality, it has shifted how I look at many different things. So to me, I think how we view reality has major implications for how we find meaning in life and how we act in the world.
Acting in the world is a very important phrase. I like that because there is so much, you know, whether it's the practical, there are a lot of people that read things like Chicken Soup for the Soul, which is sort of a bridge from this life, thinking about conventional wisdom and then, you know, things that happen, and you wonder, why is this happening? What lesson are we to learn? Some people who don't understand it sometimes get angry about, you know, it's something, there's something there, they don't know what it is. And, you know, your experience with your parents who had experience with their parents, and I'm a great believer in understanding in a conscious way what those who are still around us are. Some people, I mean, really still alive, who may not have a lot of consciousness, or people who are gone whose consciousness is affecting us. Does that make any sense at all? Does it sound like double talk?
No, I agree with you. I think it makes sense to me in two different ways. One is the field of epigenetics, which is the idea that our genetics can actually shift based on things that happened to our ancestors. So if an ancestor had a trauma, generations later, a person with those same genes can have a similar trauma in their genetics, so they might have the same fear or anxiety as their ancestor did, which is amazing.
Yeah. What about if you have lived past lives and you have that energy in your current experience? Is that an adjunct to what you were just saying?
Absolutely. So I would say the epigenetic effect is kind of more the physical effect that we can directly trace to DNA, and that's an emerging field. But there is another area of potential lineage that can affect the current form, which does seem to be previous lives. And the research that I discuss in my book on that topic is from the University of Virginia, the Division of Perceptual Studies at the medical school there. For the last 50 years, they've looked at over 2,500 cases of young children, usually between the ages of 2 and 5 years old, who have distinct memories of a life that is not theirs. Yeah. And in some cases, the children actually have birthmarks and physical defects that match how they describe dying in the previous life. And sometimes the children have preferences or fears or different memories that relate to this previous life. So it does seem that there might be something that is non-physical that is affecting the physical form and the physical behaviors of a human being.
Great friend of mine woke me up to us being spiritual beings in a physical body. We are first, fast, and factually spiritual beings, and you bring in what you choose to bring in, maybe the genetic coding that we're talking about. We have free will, and that unfortunately becomes a catch-all for stuff. Sometimes it changes as we work our way through life, and sometimes it doesn't. A lot of people have used this reconnecting with long-lost relatives, that kind of stuff. It's really fascinating what goes on in the world that we don't see. And into upside-down thinking, Mark Gober's book is what we're focused on, and his philosophy here on Your Hidden Power. Here's something that's very concrete, getting a good night's rest. If you're not sleeping well, you're counting sheep, and that's getting kind of old. Falling asleep is a nightmare for you, literally and figuratively. Come on. Get some new pillows. Get some new sheets. Get some new mattresses for your home. All of that stuff guaranteed by the folks at MyPillow. Mike Lindell is the inventor of MyPillow. He was asked, told this story because he told it to me, when he was an engineer, and he didn't like the pillows, so he designed a pillow for himself. He didn't like anything you could buy in the store. Didn't get a good night's rest, so he made his own pillow, and then he was telling people about it, and they said, well, make one for me. And the garage business started, and then it became, it's a big business now. He's the largest manufacturer of pillows in the country, if not the world, and that's because they're great. They work, and he'll ship them to you. If you go to MyPillow.com and use the code DJV, you can buy any pillow that's in the catalog. I've talked about this before, the Premium Plus pillows, the Giza sheets, These are fabulous and remarkably well-priced. It's all at MyPillow.com. Look there for gifts and ideas. MyPillow.com. Get the best deals by using the promo code DJV.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Lowe's knows you're the gardener who does it right to make your flower and vegetable plants thrive. We do it right, too, with deals like 5 bags of Miracle-Gro All-Purpose Garden Soil for just $10 during our Spring Black Friday sale. Grow delicious vegetables and herbs and save on Bonnie plants, now 4 for $10. Find Spring Black Friday savings like these throughout the store, but hurry, because they won't last long. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details, U.S. only.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Moving, we're talking about some of the shocking revelations here unveiled in this book, An End to Upside Down Thinking, dispelling the myth that the brain produces consciousness and the implications for everyday life. This is a book by Mark Gober, the essence of which is something that has been a part of the mainstay of our conversations here on Your Hidden Power. What do you say to people who would look at you or read the book and say, you're crazy, man? Do you care?
The way I like to think about this is to start with where the mainstream is having questions so we can start on a common ground. Because I used to be from a very mainstream perspective. And yeah. I think a place to start is to acknowledge that we have in science something called the hard problem of consciousness, something which Science Magazine, a very mainstream outlet, has called the number two question that remains in all of science, which is, how is it that a physical brain produces a non-physical consciousness? So if I said, please touch your leg, really easy to do. If I asked you to then touch your consciousness, you can't do it. It's not a physical thing. So this is the big question that science doesn't understand. How is it that something physical, like your body, like your brain, how does it produce your non-physical consciousness?
And so how does it?
What I would argue is that the reason we haven't figured out the answer to this question is that we are asking the wrong question. Mm-hmm. We are assuming in the question that consciousness does come from the brain in the first place, but in fact, all we know about the brain and consciousness is that there is a strong correlation between what happens in the brain and the types of conscious states that we have. So, for example, if we stimulate a part of the brain responsible for vision, let's say, then a person might have a corresponding shift in their vision. Or if someone gets in a car accident and has brain damage, they might have memory loss. The question is correlation always causation? There's an analogy that I really like from Dr. Bernardo Kastrup, who says, you have a fire, lots of firefighters show up. You have a bigger fire, more firefighters show up.
Yep.
Strong correlation, but do the firefighters cause the fire? It might be the same issue with consciousness and the brain.
Hold that thought. Mark Gober with Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about Your Hidden Power podcast. Our guest, Mark Gober, was talking about how he came around to changing his mind when it came to sort of conventional academic thoughts about our brain, our consciousness. Well, that's what this is all about. And the current podcast, which is Your Hidden Power number 73, is a focus on becoming successful using gratitude, a seven-step success system that will create a life that you love, written by Mae McCarthy, the gratitude formula, because of her success as an investor, a business strategist, a speaker, that sort of thing. She has a lot of sound business practices, and then she couples those with spiritual principles, has done very well, grown a couple of big businesses, $100 million plus businesses. So on this podcast, Ms. McCarthy offers a pretty definable practical system that you can use every day to achieve your success, whether it be relationship success. We all really want to have that. I know we do. Whether it's a husband and wife, girl and boy, who knows, relationships at work, friends, career, finances, health, any personal pursuit. This is something that you can find by following this gratitude formula. I find it works fabulously for me. Expand how you make your dreams come true. It's something that you can find at our current podcast, along with our weekly visits from Mary O'Malley, our psychic scout, and Astrologer Maria Trilogy. And, of course, Uri Geller pops in with his thoughts about things that are out of this world. YourHiddenPowerShow.com is the place for the podcast. YourHiddenPowerShow.com. We'll have a podcast of this conversation with Mark Gober, who is the author of a book that turns a lot of thinking upside down, as the title suggests, an end to upside down thinking. I've been taking courses, if you will, in past lives. I have, in this course, enumerated four different past lives, but I also have, in my own challenges or my own interest, have had several regressions into past lives. And I think that you bring out in your book the frustration about our minds. We understand, I believe you are 100% right, that they transcend our bodies. There certainly is a lot more to life than what we were taught when we were kids. But having said that, the frustration is that we don't seem to carry. You were making allusions to, you know, people coming back and they've got things on their body that came from a previous life. But we don't seem to remember well unless we go into a course like this. And even I find that frustrating because the lives are not necessarily all connected, Mark. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's an area that deserves a lot more scientific study. And currently, beyond the University of Virginia, as I mentioned previously, which is studying children who have past life memories, there isn't much rigorous research that's going on. There are practitioners who do past life regression using hypnosis, but the researchers at the University of Virginia talk about that method as being sometimes reliable, but not always reliable, because it's just hard to get someone into that state, per se. So I think this is, it's a really important area, because if there are non-physical factors that are influencing our current physical form and our behaviors, it would be very helpful to know what those are and why we behave in certain ways.
Well, it's just another step on that rung, that ladder, which we have been taught as children, you know, to believe that in some religious teachings that you are this, and in fact you really aren't just that. You are a combination of lots and lots of things, but people are discouraged to feel this way because they don't want to count the authority that has been presented in the church. But I think that you can actually make the two of them very compatible, frankly. So it's just.
I totally agree with you. I think it's an important area that hopefully science will start studying in much more detail.
I like the way you encourage us to question dogma and to look at the research and the hard numbers. It's very good. Mark Gober, check out his book, An End to Upside-Down Thinking, an important part of the discussion here on Your Hidden Power.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are tuning in to Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's no-spin news show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV, real news for real people.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
French President Emmanuel Macron told reporters through an interpreter near the blaze of Notre Dame that he will seek international help to rebuild the cathedral.
It is the epicenter of our life.
The huge fire demolished the roof and spire of the iconic cathedral in Paris and has triggered an outpouring of emotion worldwide. Cardinal Timothy Dolan in New York City.
While our sorrow couldn't come close to that grief,
gripping the heart of the French nation. It is certainly sincere, and it's certainly deep.
The significant collection of artwork and holy objects kept inside the church has been recovered. In Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Democrat Bernie Sanders took part in a Fox News town hall, and he refused to explain why he would not voluntarily pay the massive 52% wealth tax that he advocated imposing on the nation's richest individuals. Earlier, Sanders released 10 years of his tax returns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Continuing with the showtime here, in reality, it's your hidden power, and an important cog in the wheel every week in our conversation is mentalist Uri Geller, who is here from his home in Israel. So, Uri, we've been talking about scientifically, proving that your brain produces consciousness. And one of the things we were talking about with this fellow who's written the book, An End to Upside Down Thinking, is the CIA, in their testing of people like you, remote viewing, the ability for a person to describe a target that's inaccessible to normal senses because of distances, time. You have lots of theories about this, based not only just on your experience at Stanford, but all of the other things that you've done pretty much through your life, right?
Yes, Doug, listen, the fact is that consciousness exists. Parallel universe exists. ESP, everyone has extrasensory perception. We are all moving towards new realities. There is a new shift in the paradigm, huge. You know that 25, 30 years from now, we'll all be telepathic. Not necessarily because of our own ESP powers, but because we are going to be connected brain-wise to the Internet. Beyond that, we're going to start using our own telepathical powers. We will be able to master our psychic powers to dematerialize and materialize objects. It's all really around the corner. It's unbelievable. There will be robots that will be injected with feeling and some say with consciousness. So it's a major unknown that we are facing, but I do believe that we are moving towards something phenomenal. Now listen, Doug, I'm going to cut off now because I'm in the Minister of Interior, and I've got to go and meet the minister. So I love you all. A big hug for me. And telepathically, I'm sending you very, very big, powerful love from Israel, Tel Aviv.
All right. Go meet the minister. Give him my best. You know, when see, it's 8 hours ahead when we do this program. In Israel, it's 8 hours ahead. Hurry has always got something going on. A couple of weeks ago, he didn't participate with us in the conversation because he was taping the show Israel Has Talent. Which one of the talent shows is it, Kara? Well,
yeah,
Israel's Got
yeah,
Talent,
it's
right?
The same as America's Got Talent, America's only over there. Talent.
Yeah, right, exactly. So he's one of the judges on that. But he's always got... I think in talking about... this is giving me more... for whatever the reason, this past weekend, I've spent a lot of time thinking... about, and I was kind of taking action on a side of life which I've been stuck on for a long time, and that's understanding the anger or the fear or whatever it is that gets instilled in us, and it goes into places that we don't understand. We, you know, our life gets predicated by things that we think are real, and in fact, the more things I think are real, the more exchange experiences I have, they prove not to be real. It may be easier because there's so much pain sometimes created around the things that have been done to us, sometimes wittingly and consciously by our parents, and sometimes not. It's whatever they got. It's like a waterfall. Things that start and just get pushed on and pushed on and pushed on, and so. Understanding the fear and the anger that comes out of the things that are done to us by those we care about, and then how it shapes what we do and how we react to things, it really is it's fascinating material to think about. Matter of fact, I think I'll carry on this conversation with our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, the hidden power focusing on how to get your body, your... You know, this is temporal. This is now. This is the here and now of your body, how to keep it strong, how to keep it lean, how to keep it not, as, you know, a lot of people get sick from simple things, colds, flus, that sort of stuff, easily avoidable by having a really strong immune system. Most of the time you hear that the immune system is weak in young children and it is in older people, and those are the ones who get sick most often. If you want to keep yourself, though, in the best place possible, the stuff that they have at Texas Superfood is awesome. Scientists have uncovered a lot of different things in the anti-aging department, for example. And the superfoods that come as a part of these capsules, the Texas Superfood Complete Organic Capsules, 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that have no pesticides, no herbicides, no animal byproducts, no gluten, no soy, no corn, no sugar other than what's in the fruit. These are organically grown fruits and vegetables at Texas Superfood. 20 years they've been in the making. The best way for you to complement your and to answer basically what all the authorities say about eating five or more servings of fruits and vegetables every day, if you don't do it, let's fix that problem. Let's make it easy for you with Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Capsule form, the powder that comes with it when you order it is great probiotic. Together, they are a 1-2 punch in keeping your body healthy and you a happy camper. So let's go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to order these complete organic capsules and also to see their other quality nutritional items. That's Texas Superfood Complete Organic with the probiotics ordered now at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, Grandma. Can Nina come over for dinner?
Sure. I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma!
If anyone ever does, I want you to say, no, I have too much respect for my family and I don't want to get in trouble.
I promise, Grandma.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
All right, let's make it 44 after the hour now on Your Hidden Power, bringing back into the focus Mary O'Malley, who is our psychic scout, our resident psychic at psychicscout.com. So you've been listening, I'm thinking, Mary, to this conversation about the brain and whether or not it actually produces consciousness. So you do past life regressions. You talk about what's happened in people's past and try to get it to relate to the now. There are several ways of doing it, but one of the questions always is, why can't we remember more? If there are people coming into this life with even physical connections to their past life, why is it that we can't? Is that something you get from people who get frustrated when you do a reading for them and they just kind of, they don't say, okay, this happened in a past life, that happened in a past life, that's why you're doing it now. They don't seem to, that doesn't register with them, they don't seem to get it?
It's amazing that on occasion I'll get a reference to a past life when I'm doing a reading, and whatever it is, whatever the story is, you know, I'll share that with the person, and even if they don't have a memory of it or seems familiar, there's something about the story that speaks to them and it will make sense. And I'm always amazed by it. I know, you know, under hypnosis how powerful that work can be, but just psychically, you know, getting some information always amazes me. But not everybody connects to it. but a lot of people do. It's kind of fascinating, you know?
It is fascinating, right. And I wonder, when you go to psychic school to learn this stuff, if that's part of what you get trained. Is there such a thing as psychic school?
There's a lot of people out there who, there's psychic schools, there's things like that. My training for it came through hypnosis.
So when you hypnotize people and use your psychic abilities, have you ever had a really shocking experience, like witnessing somebody killing someone else? I know one of the things that I've learned about a couple of my past lives is that I was killed by women in my life. There are those who are around me today who might understand or might think, oh, yeah, I can understand that. Those things can be kind of gruesome. You ever have a really gruesome experience that you had to translate to somebody?
Yes, and I've had a couple of clients that had fairly gruesome experiences. Actually had one myself for my own past life regression. So,
yeah.
But it hasn't been, like, horrifying. I usually stop the person if they're experiencing it physically and have them imagine it's up on a movie screen to, you know, keep some distance from that so they don't have to experience it again physically. But there's generally something about the scene that they need to know about some decision they made that maybe is affecting them today.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I you know, to me, already done there, done that. Don't need to do it again. Maybe need to understand it, but not necessarily go through it again. So I just don't let people, you know, experience that physically.
Yeah.
There's no point.
You save them from it. Yeah, there's no point to it.
Yeah.
So somebody sent me a note. I'm trying to see. It looks like Corey asked a question about millennials because we have a lot of I guess my question to you, I was going to say you have a lot of millennials. I don't know that. I'm guessing whether there's an age younger or older. But according to this lady, it appears that millennials are ditching conventional industrial strength religion for astrology and psychic connections, and some people refer to as witchcraft. Do you find that to be the case, the 18 to 30-year-olds?
No, what I find to be the case is that they're searching for their own brand of spirituality, their own brand of connection. That connection within themselves to something more than themselves. And they're just searching. You know, their parents have moved away from the church, and they're very confused about that side of themselves. And so there's just a searching that's going on, not witchcraft. our ability to manifest with that connection to the universe. Some people look at that as witchcraft.
Well, people who don't want to lose power or control over your thinking, because that's a lot of what religion is looking for its power, its control, like politics. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You believe what I tell you because I'm right. Hey, who the hell are you? How do I know you're right? Where does it say in the Book of Dreams that you're always right?
Yeah, and sometimes fears of the masses, you know, if you keep them cowed and afraid and, you know, then they're easier to control.
All fear-based thinking, and it does horrible things to people. We get, you know, the fears, the things that are a part of what our upbringing is sometimes, and what we lack from parents and loved ones as we grow up when we need it, sometimes plays an ugly hand on us as we get older. And that's part of the reason that people come to folks like you to sort all of that out. So I may suggest to you, if you have really questions, nutritional, holistic, I'm talking about nutrition for your brain, you may want to check out Mary's site, psychicscout.com, and have an appointment with her, Mary O'Malley, on Your Hidden Power.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stephen with Maria Francesca Trilogy, author of Life is Good When You Do the Work. You can reach her at astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com. She's created, as we've moved into spring, affirmations for signs. The equinox has taken place. We've had a full, now we have, we just had a new moon, I think, right? And all of these things, people wonder, should they, in order to get this all to work, do we need to talk to our astrologer every day?
There you go.
Well, I think in order to really understand what's going on with you, if you really want to, you do. The value of astrology, what's happening in the universe, what you can get on the internet, what you believe is changing dramatically, and this program is part of that, understanding that there is more to life than what you can see, feel, hear, touch. It's just, it's, there's much more to it. Hard for people to let go of their egos, because a lot of people think that they are the God, and we actually are all part of God, I think, but you know what I'm saying, Maria? It's like, okay.
Yes, I do.
How do we get in touch? How do we get the most out of today? And if you're not really in touch with yourself, you really don't know how to get the best out of it. I think that's what frustrates me more than anything else. I'd love to be able to talk to you first thing in the morning every day and have you spend a few minutes just telling me this is what you will be influenced by during the day, this is what to look out for, and this is how you might react. Well, that'd be great if we could afford all of us to have an astrologer right there telling us how I believe in this. And I made some friends over the week that, and I asked you to find out more about one of the people, a guy that we had, who's just a really very, very, very good person, great human being. And she's one of the people on the bus who's doing a card reading for her yesterday. But she's curious. And I think that's what we all want to know more about ourselves. And there's so many different tools. And astrology, I think, for me anyway, is the best way to learn about yourself and how to deal with other people, you and others. How do you know how to deal with them? Astrology teaches you, tells you more than any other discipline, but then you got to know how to use it and interpret it, and that's where you come in, right?
I believe everything you just said is absolutely right on and true. And what we did discuss last week a little bit about what people do get off the internet, and yes, it is pretty general, and it doesn't give them that personal information based on their astrological chart. So they know that, okay, they're a Scorpio or a Taurus or a Pisces. There's so much more. There's this combination of different factors that come together, just like anything else in life. It's deeper. It's more detailed. And so getting stuff off the internet, okay, can be the start of the journey. And then you have to find a good astrologer, someone you trust, someone you know is doing the work to give people that direction, that insight, that information necessary to be better. Be better at what you do in everything. Had a client over the weekend who was just, it was lovely, fascinated by what is going on with her. She's got something happening in her physical body. And we look at her chart, and it isn't a diagnosis. It's an understanding of what she can do better in her daily life, in her physical, as she goes about her day, how she operates in her body. And this is all available by looking at who a person is astrologically. So it's a fascinating way to understand the self. And that's the basic reason that we want to use astrology.
All right, so we're going to start talking. We're going to do a series of conversations about the value of astrology and how you can use it to benefit. I mean, this is all about benefiting you. What good is this if you don't get some benefit out of it? Check out Maria Francesca Trilogy, Astrologer for Your Life at gmail.com. This is Your Hidden Power.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.